CliffCentral.com.
Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the 80s. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So, fuck that.
G-G-G-Man, the ad man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
What's up? Hello, 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 hello. It's your man, G-Man, the ad man, and you're back. We're back. It's been a while, man. It's been 2 weeks. It's been more than 2 weeks. It's been about 3 weeks that I've been away. I've been all out in holiday mode. I've been out in pitch mode. But yeah, man, I couldn't let you guys just go, man. I couldn't let you guys go. It's the final week. It's the final show of the year. And wow. What a year. It's been a crazy ride, man. I mean, for me, it feels like this has not been like my kind of my first couple of months on the road here, you know what I mean? It's been cool, man. I mean, you guys have held it down, and I want you guys to kind of give yourselves a round of applause. I mean, I'll applaud you later, but you need to give yourselves a round of applause for hanging out with me, making the G-Man the Admin show what it is. But we'll get to that part later. It's been amazing, you know, like holidays are great times for advertising, in that you get to see people. It's almost like you see people at their best, and because they're all scrambling, you get to see people at their worst as well. You get to see advertising that kind of makes you go, hey, yeah, I don't understand exactly how we still find ourselves in this situation. And you know, like I said, I mean, I'm not in the habit of bashing ads or bashing people who make ads. But I mean, when something catches my eye and I look at it and I'm like, what am I supposed to be thinking? Like when I see that, I mean, I actually don't know what to make of the Black Mamba's stuff, or the Pick and Pay stuff. I don't know what to make of it. There've been varying, don't laugh. There've been varying reviews about it. Some people have said, yeah, I mean, it kind of makes sense. You know, it's better than what if a brand comes out and gives us snow and snowmen in the Christmas, because that has nothing to do with us. Okay, fine. It makes sense to me, and I buy that 100%. I've always been one of those people that just find it strange that, and for a long time, we've just all associated Christmas with snow and snowmen and eggnog and all those things that have absolutely nothing to do with us because of TV and the media. So when people come out and do, like, you know, Black Mambas, or you kind of go, okay, maybe we're putting out that African flavor to it, which is way better than if you ever seen those mall Santas, the Black Mall Santa. No one likes seeing that. It just doesn't look right, you know. So I'll applaud them for that. I'll applaud them that they didn't give us the Black Mall Santa. They gave us, I guess, you know, Black Mambas. But yeah, nah. Yeah. It also sounds the way it does, doesn't it? You know what I mean? Like every time it comes on, you want to like it, but you kind of cringe as well, you know. But like I said, I mean, that's just one man's opinion. Some people love it. I've heard people say, yeah, I dig it. But yeah, me, I. Anyway. So that's Black Mambazo, but the singing ads have been all over TV and radio. Wu-Tang is trying to take over right now. Let me turn Wu-Tang down a little bit. Yeah, hey Wu, yeah, there we go. Much better. Wu-Tang was trying to run the show a little bit. Anyway, so yeah, it just feels like the, you know, but it also feels like at this time of the year, that's the easiest response to the brief, isn't it? When the brief lands on your table and it's like, okay, cool, we need a Christmas advert. Say, okay, cool. What can we do? Let's do a song. And then to take an old Christmas carol and flip it around, flip the words around, and just kind of go, what your brand's take on that Christmas carol, and put in some, you know, some nice price points. You know what I mean? In and amongst the Christmas carol, you're putting in there that rice is now, you know, $49.99. You know what I mean? So I think, there are elegant ways that it's been done. In fact, I want to commend the people from Spar. I heard some Spar ads recently that are about the Christmas thing. Look, you already know where it's going, where it starts. You know, like they do the rhyme thing and it's cool. But then at the end, you know, they almost very elegantly just put in, you know, because for every kind of Christmas, there's every kind of Spar. You know, and I was like, you know what? I want to hate it. I want to hate it, but I also understand what happens when that brief lands up on your table. So shout out to the guys who work on the Spar brand. I think you guys did well. I think you guys did really, really well. In fact, you know what? I'm gonna shout out you guys that worked on the Pick and Pay thing as well, because you know what? It couldn't have been easy, fellas. It couldn't have been easy. And you made it sound, you know, like it's still out there. No one has actually, like, you know, stabbed themselves in the eye listening or watching to it. So you know what? You know what? I'm gonna give you guys some props as well. So beautiful. And then, I came back from holiday. I was in beautiful Cape Town. You know, Cape Town, I give Cape Town a lot of shit. But it's actually quite a pretty place, you know. So I was there for a couple of days. I was out of town. I was out of Joburg for about 5 days. And I came back and I switched on my TV. And I found that there was this new MTN ad on, right? So it's this new ad where these four people, you know, obviously, you know, culturally reaching everywhere. You know, one colored girl, one white guy, one black guy. You know what I mean? So all that was covered. There's a million of adverts. But actually what happened was this ad was really, really dope. You know, I actually have to commend the guys who work on MTN as well. I'm excited because I feel like there's some dope things coming out from you guys. If the Marvin ad and this ad I'm talking about is anything to go by, I'm excited. I think there's some really cool shit coming by. But okay, let's go back to the ad I'm telling you guys about. So these guys are on a road trip and they're going somewhere. Let's just say maybe Durban, you know, because that's kind of the general, you know. Black folk, we go to cardinal points in the country for holiday. Don't tell us about St. Francis Bay, Coffee Bay. No, we go to Durban, Polokwane, Cape Town. You know what I mean? That's it. Cardinal points. So don't fuck with us. Anyway, so let's say these people are driving to Durban. But along the way, right, they spot these three goggles on the side of the road. And they're in a red Mercedes-Benz. Now, you might recognize that red Mercedes-Benz from the Vodacom ad, right? And obviously, they couldn't cast those same goggles. Because, I mean, that would have just been crazy. But they cast these goggles that they pick up, right? So the MTN cats in their Kumbi pick up these goggles on in their Kumbi because their Benz, the red Benz, that obviously means the brand, is stuck on the side of the road. You guys pick them up and they drive on in their journey. Now, I mean, I'm not one to take sides in these things, and I'm not taking sides in any way on these things. But, wow. Talk about that stuff that I mean, it always excites me. And when viewers spot this kind of stuff, it always makes me go, whoa, that's dope. And I found it pretty dope. I found it funny that they were picking up those goggles. Because those goggles are supposed to be, like, you know, the brand and this. But now this brand is being helped by MTN. You know what I mean? The metaphors are just insane in that little scene. So big shout out to everybody out there. I'm excited to see what's going to happen, what the clapback's going to be in that regard, if there's going to be a clapback. I also know. I mean, I worked in the Vodacom brand a while back, and I know that they're not in the business of clapbacks. You know, like you know, they don't do that. They just rock. We are leadership, so we're not gonna clap back. But I'm just saying, I recognize it. People spotted it. I'm not saying you must clap back, but I'm saying, whoa, MTN done did it. Anyway, let's move on before I'm called an instigator. Anyway, I've actually got quite a packed show for you today. So I just want to get through the news today. I'm going to get through the news real quick, and then we're going to get into the conversation. Another thing that I saw on the net is that, so, like Christmas time, and in the East, they don't have time to actually, look for stuff carefully when they're looking at English stuff. So somebody, some service out there, needed to download Hail Mary, right? You know, the prayer. They needed to download that and give that to people at a carol singing thing. But what they did is they downloaded the Tupac lyrics to Hail Mary, right? So there was a whole bunch of people at some service, you know, with Hail Mary from Tupac lyrics, and I would have loved to be at that show. I would have loved to be at the Carol's thing, where after someone's just saying Silent Night, and now all of a sudden, you know, Hail Mary. I mean, that must have been dope. But yeah, that's the brand Park, y'all. That's the brand Tupac. The brand Tupac is pervasive enough to go into the middle of Christmas carols and sit itself beside Silent Night. And sit at the seat right next to Silent Night and still be bomb ass. So shout out to Park. Park lives on, guys. It doesn't matter what you believe. Park lives on. Yes, but onto some slightly. Well, there was some terrible news recently. George Michael passed away. I know there's a lot of people who might only know George Michael, you know, from the news of him having done strange things in toilets. But actually George Michael is an institution, you know, before he was doing things in toilets, or maybe he was doing things in toilets while he was still an institution, but George Michael is an institution. Wham was an institution. And the fact that he passed away on Christmas Day when everyone was playing that track, last Christmas, gave you my heart, that one. It's very symbolic of a lot of things, but I do think that George Michael's music was going to be missed. I mean, I know that a few people, that track in particular has been used in a couple of ads, because once again, when the brief lands up on your desk, you go, what song says Christmas? And then you go looking, and I know that ad is ending up on a couple of ads. So rest in peace, Mr. George Michael. I know there's a whole bunch of people who are going to be, who are really, really going to miss his music. And hopefully, maybe in commemoration, they can go to toilets and have a shot of tequila. Anyway, so Someone else passed away recently. Miss Carrie Fisher passed away. It seems like it's just been the year of that kind of thing, right? Carrie Fisher, for those of you who are not quite a fair with the Star Wars world, this is not going to mean anything to you. But Miss Carrie Fisher played Princess Leia in the first trilogy, the first Star Wars trilogy. So she passed away at the age of 60. So rest in peace to her. But yeah, I mean, that kind of wraps up this whole thing. But I mean, it would be really remiss of me, right, to not speak about how this has been the year of babes, guys. Who does not want to applaud babes this year, guys? I'm not going to give satisfaction to the people who wanted to the haters of babes, you know. But it's, are you okay? I'm not gonna give the haters of babes the platform to feel like babes ran this year, guys. The brand babes ran this year, and I think that it's been prevalent and it's been clear in some of the branding stuff that's happened around her. I caught some really, really disturbing ad. I mean, it's not disturbing because babes is in it. It's disturbing because the people who conceptualize it just thought, we have babes, so we can do whatever the fuck we want. But the DSTV one was okay. It was okay. I'll forgive the DSTV one. But there was some international brand, some phone brand. I think it's what is it? Mobicell, yes. Woo-wee! Yeah. They even wrote lyrics for her. So she sings these really strange things. And you know, that was the one time when they tested my relationship with babes, but it's strong. My faith in babes is strong. Our love is strong, babes. So yeah, I mean, once again, big, huge, huge shout out, to the year of babes. And apparently she's just dropped an album. One of the haters once again just told me that the album is full of just Mampincha collaborations, but that's fine. You know, that's what happens. Sometimes someone must hold your hand while you walk through the valley of the shadow of death of haters. But but yeah, huge shout out. When I leave here, I'm gonna go purchase myself the new Babes album. Just to see, and also just to be with Babes, guys. Okay. Anyway, shout out one final shout out to Babes. Anyway, so yeah. Oh, guys, too much fun. Too much fun. Anyway, we've got a great show for you today. We're talking about something that's very, very dear to me. A cause that's very, very dear to me as well. So what's gonna happen right now is that I'm gonna call somebody on the line first while I intro this cause to you, and then it'll actually start to make sense to you who this person is or what the cause is that I'm talking about. So December and holiday times, right, are the kind of times where people, like, we go on holiday and we read in the papers and all that about the death tolls and just not necessarily just the death toll, but just the accidents that happen on the road. And every year we're urged to, like, you know, go out there and to drive safely. So if you're out there and you're listening to the show on your way to Plate or wherever, just take it slow, first of all, you know, just drive safely and so that you can arrive on the other side. But yeah, we're inundated with all these messages of support and how we're supposed to not drive recklessly and make sure that we get to the outside safely. But a big thing that also happens is that there are people who get injured, right? And people who get injured need help, and more often than not, they need help in the form of blood transfusions, right? Now, a lot of the time what we do is we a lot of us go, I don't donate blood because, well, I can't find the time. I don't donate blood because, you know what I mean? So people give a whole bunch of reasons as to why they don't donate blood. But today that's the cause we're chatting about. I'm talking about how your blood donations or just the whole exercise, what the SANBS achieves out there and how that can actually influence people's lives. So I've got a guest in the studio with me today. I actually met her under really, really strange circumstances, having a chat with some people and end up having a chat about this. And then I was like, well, we have to come have a conversation about this on the show, so we can actually, you know, bring to light some of this stuff. So with me today, I've got Miss Tomfuti Ugbega. Right? Did I pronounce that okay?
Oh, you did not.
Yeah, okay, cool. So let's start that again. So Tom, I've got in the studio with me, Miss Ntombifuthi
Ugbega.
Ugbega. Ugbega, that's right. Okay, cool. Here we go. I think that's applause to me for getting it right for my education. How are you doing, Dumfuti? Or Futi, as you call yourself.
Well, half the nation calls me Futi, actually.
What's up? How are you doing, Futi?
I'm good.
Yeah? How's the holiday season treated you?
It's been good. Yeah? It's been good.
Really? Has it been crazy? Have you had one of those restful holidays? You know?
No rest.
Is it?
No rest.
are you still at work?
No, I work off my laptop, so I am at work. Technically, I'm at work.
So you're at work right now?
I'm at work right now. I was at work.
So that's cool, man. So Futi, tell me about yourself. What do you do? You say you work on your laptop, but I feel like there's more to that. Tell me what that means.
Oh, okay. So
also you said half the nation knows me as Futi. So I get the sense that there's
more to that. No. Half the nation is the wrong term, but people that know me call me Futi.
Alright, cool.
I don't know half the nation.
Talk to me.
So I help run a trust for the elderly in Durban called I run the Musa Trust. But it's the financial branch of a trust for the elderly called Mthande.
Boom. That is so dope. But what does that entail, though?
So Mthande was is an NGO that was developed for the elderly. So when all the men went to war or went to the mines, it would leave the kokos at home alone.
Yeah.
So Lamontville was where it started. So I mean, it's branched out to greater areas of Durban, but it started in Lamontville. So somebody decided it was a good idea to then find something for these gogos to do throughout the day instead of having them sit there and age and be bored alone. So it literally is an NGO to keep gogos busy. So every day they wake up, either they go knit or they go...
Right. Oh, that's cool. That's amazing. So do you spend a lot of time in Durban or
I lived in Durban.
Oh, okay.
I've just recently come back, but I lived in Durban.
So do you run the trust now remotely from Joburg?
Yeah. Okay. Well, only for the past 3 weeks, but...
Josie's got you now for the past 3 weeks, eh?
Yeah, Josie's got me for December. I blame it on December.
Okay, cool. That's dope. So we're going to be talking to you about you have a relationship with the topic that I'm talking about.
Yes.
But at the same time, I've got on the other line now, on the line, somebody who couldn't come here because, you know, he's a very busy man as well. And he's got things that he's doing, you know. He also happens to be on the radio at other places that I'm not going to talk about right now. But he's on the line right now. Joe, man, are you with us, man?
Yeah, what up, how are you, man?
I'm good. Yes, guys, so on the line, I've got the one and only Joe, man. And he also is, he's an ambassador, for the SANBS. Joe, man. What does that entail? What do you do? What does your ambassadorship mean for the SNBS?
Well, the thing is, it started a couple of months ago with the missing type campaign. So basically what that was just raising awareness for, you know, to people to get to know their blood type. So what it was, where they actually had a campaign where they had our names on there as the ambassadors, but then, you know, they had the names, the letters that represent our different blood types missing from... Yeah, so missing. So in my name, which is obviously Joemann, then, you know, then the O and the E were missing from Joe, and then the A was missing from man. So, you know, that was just the whole thing to create awareness about, you know your blood type. Is it A or is it AB positive, or is it, you know, O negative or O positive or anything like that?
Yeah.
So it was just about raising that kind of awareness. And now, obviously, going into the festive season, you know, we're doing more of an aggressive campaign with, I don't know if you've seen the Cristiano Ronaldo posters.
Yeah, I've seen
the TV ads
as well.
And all of that stuff. Yeah, so I've got that on my card. Basically, raise awareness during the festive season for, you know, what needs to be done, a blood drive that needs to be done, because obviously, you know, as you know, we've lost a lot of lives, and not because of because it's the festive season.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, if you donate blood, you basically save a life, you know, and a lot
That's
of people
right.
will be grateful for that. Yeah,
that's fantastic, man. So how long have you been involved with these guys, and does this mean that you are donating blood pretty much every other week?
No. My role is just basically to raise awareness. I mean, the first time that I actually got involved with them was, you know, when I was on the touchdown, and back then, I wasn't an ambassador or anything, and then they were just trying to raise awareness, doing an outside broadcast, and at the time I was the guy who was like, no, you can't donate blood if you're under 50 kilograms, or you can't donate blood if you've been having unprotected sex in the last
month. That's right.
And you haven't tested, you know. and also you things like that. You can't use the blood donation service as your personal HIV test. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
You need to know your status, and you know, so things like that. I was telling them things like that, and who can donate blood, and who's the universal donor. And
yeah.
I wasn't even the one being interviewed, and they were like, "Hey, wait a minute, you know?
Yeah,
why don't
man.
We get you on?" And I was like, "Okay."
That's dope, right, man. So that, that's dope. Even though, I mean, speaking of the touchdown, Agarod. But so I think that it's a really, really important thing, man, and it feels like it's a cause that's obviously close to your heart. Or you had all this information way before even becoming an ambassador of the brand. So do you find yourself do you go on the road and speak to people about it?
No. I mean, I don't go on the road. I think you know, these days, you know, it's a lot easier to be able to
tweet about it,
social media,
hey.
And yeah, and talk about it online like that. But I mean, obviously, I've got a personal story with regards to donating blood myself.
Right.
With my daughter, who had to have an operation in 2010, I think it was.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously I'm an O negative, so I'm a universal donor. So
right.
I was able to donate blood specifically to her for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's where it became important for me, when you realize that, you know, not everyone has got family members that are going to be like, okay, well, we'll donate blood to you when and if you need and as you need it. So it's important for other people to be able to just do that,
sure,
on their own accord, you know?
Yeah. That's great, man. That's a really great story, because I mean it's probably one of the biggest things that I want to talk about today, like the fact that, you know, people don't realize that, you know, when you go out there and you're going to donate, it's not necessarily just about getting that oros and that cookie. You know what I mean? You're actually out there and probably saving someone's life, and that person could be closer to you than you think.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think it also speaks to something that, you know, maybe as black people we don't really talk about, but like the option of becoming an organ donor, you know, because
right.
then actually just basically just saving other people's lives is, you know, or, you know, the tools that you have in your body can help someone else's machine keep running, you know?
That's right. And then it doesn't really matter what those tools are, how small or big those tools are.
Yeah.
They could actually be out there helping somebody.
No, exactly, yeah. But once again, obviously you have to make sure that, you know, your blood is okay for donation.
Yeah.
You know, by making sure that you test it for HIV and obviously,
and
you know,
not
taking, you know, just make sure that you're giving clean blood. I mean, I don't want to use the word clean, but yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of which,
I mean, there's also this other thing, you know, people say, okay, fine, you said the HIV thing, you know, and you know, you have gotten tested and whatever. So now it's been December, right? And let's say I've been out there and I've been having tequilas, right? So if I go and donate and there's obviously alcohol in my blood, is that a thing that they can detect and say, Emon, I just come back in January, because when obviously you've been going in hard, is that something that actually impacts that kind of thing, or can people go out this weekend and go and donate?
No, look, I mean, I think, you know, when you get tested for your blood alcohol levels, it's something that comes out of your bloodstream very quickly.
Yeah.
It's like you say, you know, if you go to the police station,
hey.
If you've been drinking yesterday and you get tested today,
yeah.
You know, your blood alcohol levels won't be high. So
okay. I think, so you can be able to.
Don't go and drink now and then want to go and donate now. You know what I mean? Because also, obviously, I'm sure you know that, you know, drinking also thins your blood as well. So
as well.
It, you know, yeah, so it affects the quality as well.
Yeah. So, but was that Jutana while they've been drinking? You know, while you've been sitting at someone's house, shady beer, a little, out of fine, road donate. Because that's not going to work, right?
No, look, I mean, you can do it the next day
the
when
next
you've
day.
Eaten and you, you know, your your blood is well oxygenated again and it's actually got, you know, more blood than alcohol in it, then, you know.
Yes, man.
Then you're all right.
All right, cool. So, man, thank you so much, man. I know we would have loved to have you in the studio, but I know, you know, you're also a busy man. But how can people get hold of, you know, is it you that they have to get hold of? Where can they find information, more information on, like, you know, like the blood type stuff, you know, all the stuff that you just said? Now, I feel that's very important. Like, I didn't know my blood type until recently. So where can they find the information?
Well, you can go to the website, that's sanbs.org.za.
Yeah.
To be able to just get all the information there. But they do have, you know, they do have SANBS Twitter handles and also on Instagram as well, where you can just follow them and just look through some of the things that they say there.
Yeah.
And that'll lead you to their website as well, where you can go and find out a little bit more about your blood type. And, you know, I mean, I think it's important for everyone to donate, even if it's not a universal donor, because maybe one day if someone does have a rare blood type, you might be that blood type that, you know, can help them get that blood, you know?
That's right. Okay, cool, man.
Yeah, man.
Cool. Thanks so much, Joe, man.
All right.
Have yourself a dope day. And I'm sure I'll be catching up with you sometime on your party parade, because it's your birthday sometime soon, right?
Yeah, my birthday is in 3 days' time, so I'm going to be partying in Pretoria. So yeah, make sure you come out, man.
All right, man. All right, cool. Tough, man.
All right, tough.
Yeah, so that's Joe, man. Speaking about the SANBS ambassadorship that he's got going on, a really 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 important job that I think he's doing. But I mean, he touches on some things that I think that myself and my guests in the studio today are going to be talking about in kind of more detail. But I think it's really important for people to understand the importance of that for me. So I think what we're going to do now is I have to play an ad. Because that's what happens in the land of radio for some weird reason. Advertising. It pays paying for life since 19 Mang Mang. So we're going to be going to an ad. And then after that, I'm also going to play a track. But after that, I'm going to be chatting to my guest, Ntombi Futhi Ukubheka. I got it right. And we're going to chat some more about blood donation and exactly how it impacts you and how you should be doing more. But you're still G-Man, the ad man. Hit me up on Twitter. That's at Blaxem, at BLAXEM. And I'll see you on the other side of this. Boom.
I am a South African. I carry the hopes and dreams of my country and the generations to come. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters. At Sibanye, we believe the future of our country will be defined by our actions today, which is why we are committed to the development of our leaders. Sibanye, we are one. Visit us on sibanyegold.co.za.
Wanna hijack, smash and grab, foot by MMS, fuck it to form the ATM. Fed up in no APM.
Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the 80s. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So, fuck that.
G-Man, the ad man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com.
Hello, 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 your boy is back. You're still with G-Man, the ad man on cliffcentral.com. It's been a really, really cool show. It's the last show of the year, guys. Can you believe that? It's been a lot of months. And the show has grown a whole lot. And I need to really thank you guys again one more time, for hanging out with me. And I've got some tweets here. I want to thank people like you, Chloe Mutobi. She says, I don't know why I thought you were on a break. Because, well, you know, I was never on a break, pretty girl. You know, the only thing that happened is that I played a replay once or twice when I was on holiday. But we never take breaks in this hustle. Always been, I mean, so shout out, Chloe. I hope you're having a great holiday as well. I hope you're not a part of the skeleton stuff. You know, and to you, skeleton stuff, shout out to you guys, man. You guys are keeping the industry alive when people are out there in plate. But yeah, shout out to you guys. You know what? Hit me up. Tell me who you are. Tell me where you're at. I'm going to hit you up with a big shout out. And you don't know, I might come your way. Maybe there's a tequila that I might send your way because it's just that kind of thing. You know what I mean? So hit me up. Tell me if you're still in the office. Tell me if you're still in the studio executing things for first week of 10. And then we can have a chat about it. But yeah. We're still in the stew, and I'm still hanging out with Ntombi Futhi, or Futhi, as most people know her, or as half the nation, as most people know her. So yeah, I mean, I want to take a step back and talk about, you know, how, yeah, Futhi and I were chatting about this, about the, you know, blood transfusion and the SANBS, and she happened to tell me, you know, her story and her relationship with the brand. And that's exactly what I thought. You know what? I want to share this with people to kind of make it clear exactly why they should get out of there. In fact, give themselves a soba day. to go and donate blood. So talk to me, Futhi. Tell me about your relationship with blood donation and people donating blood to you.
Okay. Well, my journey begins from when I was a child.
Sure.
I had my first major operation at the age of 2.
Okay. Sure.
I got my umbilical cord cut out. So most people are born when they get separated from their mother. They don't really cut the umbilical cord properly. Right. So I ended up with this huge mass on my tummy.
Okay.
Larger than normal.
Yes, so, call.
Okay. And when they operate, so that is a general operation that most people undergo, but mine was faulty.
So the operation itself was faulty?
Yeah. So he removed everything. So they, instead of leaving, so what they do when they operate on you too, they make it smaller.
Yes. Abansi everything.
Yeah. So now Abansi everything.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is a 2-year-old child with no belly button. So that's operation number one.
Okay.
Fast forward, I grow up, go through puberty, I then discover I have endometriosis.
Sure. Okay, so for those of us who are not very clear on what endometriosis is?
Endometriosis is a illness that women get. So when you're on your period, remember it's your cells shedding.
Right.
So instead of shedding just outside and going outside of your body, some shed within the tissue. This is just a generic explanation.
Gotcha.
And they latch onto other organs around your...
I hear you.
Your womb.
Yeah.
So essentially you need to get cleaned out.
I hear you.
What they do is have a little laparoscope procedure on you and then they clean you out for endometriosis.
Got you.
So it's meant to work.
Yeah.
And it does affect your childbearing capabilities.
Right.
Especially if you have it more than once. So I think I've had an op for endometriosis five times.
Wow.
I've had eight conversions. Okay.
I'm with you.
So already that is a problem because when you have fibroids or endometriosis, that actually affects your iron levels as women, and people don't know that. So I was anemic by that stage.
Yeah.
So now I had to have no umbilical cord, which is already a problem for child carrying and birth issues. I now got this endometriosis, which also affects iron levels.
Boom.
Think operation number 4 or 5 of endometriosis, they found my colon sitting on my womb when they were trying to operate on me.
Wow.
And it turned out I was born with a spastic colon. And at the time, I'd gained a lot of weight.
Yeah,
so everybody was like, oh, happy. You know how black people are.
Yeah, exactly. You know? It's what they're going to be thinking the same as well.
Yes, oh, happy. Oh, that's why they've gained weight.
Yeah, exactly.
So it had nothing to do with happiness.
Yeah.
It had everything to do with the fact that I was born in a hospital in Soweto. And obviously, my mom then was not told. Or obviously, also, it's something you can't check.
That's right.
So they found my colon sitting on my womb.
Yeah.
Which then had to immediately be operated. So I didn't leave the hospital.
Right.
I had a sigmoid colectomy for valvulus. So a sigmoid colectomy is when they remove your colon.
Right.
Sometimes it's partial. In my case, it was my entire colon.
Wow.
Which redirects
your
food.
Yes.
So somehow they have to recreate a new path for your food
for your
to leave your body. That kind of operation as well makes it difficult. So even if you have a solid diet, it makes it difficult for your body to absorb
the
iron.
Right.
So you become extra anemic. And the most effective way to get your iron levels up is not iron tablets as people would normally get. It literally is blood because it needs to go directly into your body. So your thyroid function. So you need to learn to look at the signs. So at the time, I was 22. So you're a 22-year-old, you're on operation number 7. You have no colon now. You're being told, well, here's one thing that's going to happen. You're not going to... So I can't have carbonated drinks. So cold drink. I haven't had cool drinks since 2007.
Which is 2007.
Yeah, when I had my operation.
Yeah.
So you can't have cold drink. You can't...
Anything carbonated, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fizzy anything. Including ones with a percentage. Just saying.
Including
the ones with the percentage.
Got it.
You can't have food like body papa.
Yeah.
So it becomes a problem. I mean, very fortunately for me, it was at the time where I'd started working. But can you imagine women who are in Soweto who have papa as their staple food because financially that's how they get
that's
by.
That's accessible.
But you can't have papa because that actually damages you even further. So you can't have papa.
Yeah.
You can't have any of that bread or general food that people call staple food.
Yeah.
It's too heavy for your intestines because now your intestines are joined.
Yeah.
They literally cut and join.
So space, essentially.
No, but if it sits for too long, your intestines could go septic.
I get it.
It's a stitch now. It's a scar. It's not your original God-given way of having food or passing food. So
what was I eating at that point?
Oja the leaves, but lettuce and onion, funny thing, is gaseous. So you have to avoid having gas in your stomach.
Right.
You have to go to the toilet every day. I know this is so uncomfortable.
No, it's okay.
You have to go to the toilet physically every day. So nothing can literally
stay in your stomach.
So you have light food.
Yeah.
You eat in small portions.
Yeah.
You avoid carbonated drinks because obviously they'll cause gas.
Right.
Even with a percentage, with a percentage.
I like how you keep dropping that in there. Or is it little? Is it gin and tonic?
No, because actually, if you avoid the ones with the percentage.
Right.
So, basically your life changes after that. Because,
completely.
Then, unfortunately for me, just a little short of a year after that colon was removed. So when my colon was removed, obviously it was a very difficult time. Yeah. I was in high care. I was on machines. I was because remember it's your intestines being put out.
Yes.
According to science, you can't have your intestines out of your body for longer than 30 minutes. That's because they dry up.
Right.
So if you're going through an operation for an hour, there's literally a lot that has gone in your life. You're not aware of it, but you wake up. So I woke up from that op and I couldn't breathe.
What do you mean couldn't breathe?
My lungs were acting up. So the drip that they put on you is not through your arm. They can't put a drip through your arm.
Yeah.
They put it through your neck.
Ah, okay.
And sometimes, obviously because doctors are humans, it punches your lung. So if you wake up and you can't breathe, they have to check that it didn't punch your lung. I had to go in for that.
That seems so intense.
It is intense. Yeah. And obviously, as imagine being a family member or a parent, this is like the beginning of a new direction for you.
Yeah.
And there's other things that, remember, people won't get to explain to you. From that beginning, even if I wasn't anemic prior to that, that operation
made sure that you were now.
Yeah, because now your body can't absorb the iron as much as it should.
Gotcha.
I have a healthy diet prescribed by the fact that I had the operation.
Yes.
But that healthy diet is not necessarily a guarantee that my iron levels will stay proper.
Gotcha.
Because it counter...
Wow. Okay. Wow. That is... And those are the operations that you've had up until now, obviously.
Up until now, pending.
So are you in line to have more operations or is that so you've obviously had to like now adjust your life because of these but is that it now? Can you start putting together a plan now?
No. I can't write off not having another operation.
Okay.
I've learned to survive and live in a way where I can try avoid these operations.
That's right.
Going to the obviously there's other things that get affected by it, like I say, having children,
yes, obviously
eating on a normal basis. Like, I've gained weight now, so I then started gaining weight, and everyone was like, "What's that, Devin? Having fun,
I enjoy.
So we go, my mother and I go and decide, okay, we're gonna go do this whole medical diet thing.
That's right. One.
Prior to that, I had a little scare.
Okay.
I had to go for a CAT scan because there was a lumpy thing growing on my head. Yeah. So I cut off all my head. So I see fashion for now. Yeah. It was health reasons.
Oh, yes. That's how this conversation began.
That's how it began. You were judging my weight?
No. Don't do that. Anyway, yes, carry on. I was judging no one.
So there's obviously a sequence of things, and every time you fall sick, because you've had such hectic operations, everybody needs to stand up and notice.
That's right.
Pre going to the doc, to the person who was going to help us lose weight, I had to undergo blood tests and CAT scans, which is like, I'm at the point where needles hurt me, but
yeah, exactly.
And they were like, your iron levels don't exist, girl. So she couldn't even put me on that diet until she boosted my...
Yeah.
And like I say, the most effective way is to directly put stuff into your stream. So whether it's iodine or blood, they do it directly to your bloodstream.
So tell me this then. How often do you find yourself needing a blood transfusion? Like is it...
Not often because of the way in which you live.
Ah, right.
The way in which you live is is very important.
Yeah.
Secondly, I think... Exercise. I know people do it because they can post on Instagram.
Yeah.
But exercise.
Hey, put your spicy outro.
So what exercise does? Okay, so what happens is your intestines, your colon doesn't function. So when you're constipated and whatever, it's either due to stress or you're not being active. So how do we see Onwabujwala the whole of December?
Yeah,
you're literally not being active.
Right.
And whatever, it's happiness, but it's tension to your colon.
Ah.
So what happens is if you do a minimum of 20 minutes, like literal sweating exercise per morning, it helps your body function. You can go to the bathroom, that balance is important because at least your cells, your white blood corpuscles, and all the other cells function enough to keep balancing this iron deficiency. It's very important. I mean, obviously, keep eating well, but
exactly. But I mean, from what it sounds like, though, there have been times where the donation of blood or blood itself
I've been asleep when that has happened.
Sure.
I've been very asleep.
Yeah.
It was obviously during my operations. Yeah. Like I say, when they were operating on my intestine.
You're not around to see that. But it's the importance of being able to get blood from people that
it
makes
is.
Those operations possible and makes someone like you be able to kind of go, damn it, okay, fine, I've been through these processes, I'm here right now.
Yes, and it's like also German mentioned organs. Like, yeah. I literally live without organs. So it's not
what
just...
What does that mean? What does that mean?
So I have no belly button, I have no colon, I've
yeah.
just said.
Yeah.
I am saving my room
yeah.
to please potentially have kids one day.
That's,
I hope I get kids
that's
one
up,
day.
That's what's up. That's
after,
what's up.
After that, they can do what they want.
That deserves a horn. So that is amazing, because that's exactly it. I mean, I remember having a conversation, because I worked briefly on that brand as well, and they were talking about how it's not necessarily just blood that needs to be donated. You know, like that, there's organ donation that... So would you then be the kind of person... And I know nothing about the fact that whether there is a procedure where somebody can donate, like, their colon.
No, we can't.
Is that something that...
No, you can't. Yeah. You can't. So the most of the colon procedures are to prevent... intestine cancer.
Ah, okay.
So, also, after you've had that procedure, the fact that they've prevented it doesn't mean you'll never get it.
Ah,
that is
you.
Why it is important to live according.
Yeah. Yeah, get lama fees.
You know?
Yeah, get lama papa nama fees.
There's a certain brand or company that will hate me for this, but leave the papas alone. Leave the cold drinks alone.
Okay, I hear you. But wow, Futi, that is, it's quite a phenomenal story, you know, like, and then quite an inspiring one as well. To kind of go, you've had all these, dude. And I mean, if I think back to 22, right, that's kind of at the part of your life where more papankank, you know what I mean? Where you're at the peak of huspita, you know what I mean? And it kind of feels like you've had to adult up a lot in that time. And had to deal with that. But so I think wow, that's a phenomenal story. But for me, most importantly, I think it shines a light on the importance of us kind of understanding how connected our decisions are when it comes to things like donating blood or donating organs, because it makes sure that people like you who have the fighting spirit have a fighting chance as well. So I'm inspired as fuck. I'm allowed to say that on the radio station. I'm inspired as fuck. But yeah.
My only fighting chance is to get blood. Unfortunately, I can't get organs because we can't replace my colon on my belly button. But I would
fighting,
really...
Your fighting chance is receiving blood?
All the time. Yeah. When I need it.
Okay.
When I need it.
And what blood type are you?
I'm O positive.
O positive.
I can receive from everybody.
Ah,
I'm
okay.
Saving grace.
Yeah.
My struggles are huge.
Yeah.
But a blood type is blood not type. One of them.
That is fantastic. I'm hella inspired by that. I really am. So I mean, you don't understand how many times, like, on this show I speak about how I need more time, and the powers that be need to give me more time, because our time is almost done. But thank you so much for coming through and sharing your story with us. I think if anything, it gives a human element to people understanding about blood donation. Blood donation is not just your blood sitting in a 1 liter peg somewhere and in a fridge somewhere. You know what I mean? It kind of has. Not kind of. It has a real impact on someone's life and can keep someone going. So I'm really, really thankful that you've come to share your story with us today. And to you out there, you know, listening out there, I think it's something I've always been a huge, huge fan of the brand SANBS because I understand that, you know, in as much as things happen on the side of the road or whatever, but the most important part is something that we actually can, well, one of the biggest parts is something that we can actually do something about, you know. So us being able to go out there and donating blood and actually changing people's lives or influencing how people's lives turn out is a really, really big deal. So thanks to everyone who is out there donating blood. But if you haven't done it, like Joyman said, fine, if unwilla today, if you drank today, take a break at the end of today. First thing tomorrow morning, go out there, go and find your nearest blood donation station. They're at the malls a lot of the time. And they also have branches around your town. Just go to the website. You use your airtime for Twitter and Facebook. You know, just use your airtime a little bit now, just now, to check out where the blood donation stations are. Futi, there's one more thing. Yeah, you were saying?
German. You ask German where you can get your blood type
That's
tested
right.
for.
Yeah.
You can literally go into a Lancet laboratory. It's
okay.
Like 100 and something rand.
Yeah.
Don't buy beers for the week.
Yeah. Take that $100 that you are going to buy.
Check if you can save a life.
Yeah, exactly.
You can save bread.
Just you know, exchange Russian pay. No, let's not mention brands. Exchange cheap brands of alcohol. You know what I mean? But I'm being for real. You can actually literally just go and exchange a couple of beers to find out your blood type and be able to go and donate. But I think a fantastic, fantastic guest I've had with me today. Really, really inspired. I'm inspired to go. I need to make sure that everyone around me is going to donate blood. I'm going to make sure that that happens. And to you out there, I think go out there, make that difference. But it's your man, and my hour's done once again. Your boy G-Man, the ad man, is in the stew. Once again, I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out with me this entire season, if I can call it that, because there's going to be many, many seasons of G-Man, the ad man. But we've grown together, and I think that it's been a really dope year. Take care of yourselves. Go out there, rest, go hang out with your fam. There are briefs that are coming in the new year, guys. There are pictures that are coming in the new year. And we all know that stuff, you know, it feels like everyone forgets, that you're on holiday and they come back and it's all full steam. So come out there. Let's have another dope year of advertising. Remember, guys, awards entry deadlines are coming up right now. Well, they're upon us. So remember to put your entries in and let's start another brand new year with G-Man the Ad Man out here on cliffcentral.com. And if you have any more comments, if you have anything you want to say to me, hit me up on Twitter. It's at Blacksim. It's at BLAXEM. And have yourself a fantastic year, man. Have yourself a fantastic New Year's Eve. If you're going to a club, you're going to an all white party. I don't understand black people in all white party. But yeah, if you're going to an all white party, enjoy. You know what I mean? We're going to be at a club. We're going to be anywhere. Have yourself a great time. Party safely. Have a shot of tequila on me. Because like I say every week, if the show was on a Friday, we'd be having a tequila. Boom.
Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the Asians. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So fuck that.
G-Man, the ad man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com.
Cliffcentral.com.